At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, Rock. Brian Alley Show. How do you identify generationally? Are you a millennial, a Gen Xer, Gen Z perhaps, or a boomer? We'd love to hear from all generations, an opportunity for you to play the Generation Wars. Win yourself bragging rights for your entire generation, people that were born in that decade-ish time around when you were born. And even though you would think that we would all have similar knowledge, you know, base of information, totally different. Having a conversation, but watching a conversation take place between Jake and Johnny is like watching two people speak a different language.
Yeah, I know. So seeing that age gap take place, and then it makes me think about people who date outside of their generation and date people who are 20 years younger than them, and I'm like, what do you talk about?
Right, but the good news is, since we just learned in Tune and Reboot, all the things come back again, so potentially, if you date someone who's young enough, you could all be into all the same things.
And they're like, oh my God, Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, right. I remember seeing the original in theaters. They're like, the original's on Netflix and next month. What are you talking about? You're like, yep, that's right. It's time for a generation. Generation Wars. On this show, we have multiple generations represented. Jake's a proud Gen Xer. I am a Zennial. Ali is a millennial. And then Johnny's Johnny would be Gen Z. And Vanessa's Alpha. Alpha Gen.
Hey.
That's the babies that were born today. So, once again, it's 800-520-1067. On the phone, I see many people representing Gen X and Millennial, and they are trying to lock down a Gen Zer to join as well. In the past, the first time we did this, I can't keep track of all the winners, Allie, but I know we've had a boomer win this thing before, which is shocking.
Yeah,
but, you know, boomers want to know everything. And then there, we've had a Gen Xer seem to do very well because they've learned everything that happened in their generation and then all of the stuff that has happened since. Gen Z usually...
they've had a couple wins.
Had a few wins. But the millennials, for whatever reason, I don't know what it is.
Nothing. Not one win.
It's not that they don't know the answers to these things, because you would think millennials are right in the middle of all of this. They should have picked up some of the Gen X stuff and some of the Gen Z stuff.
Yeah, I mean, before internet, before smartphones,
right,
we experienced pagers, which was a really weird time. And now here
time.
We are in 2025, and for some reason, we've retained none of it.
Yeah, it was so cool that anyone who had a pager was either a doctor or a drug dealer. No one else had a pager. It was doctors or drug dealers, and you had to kind of size up the page and be like, I think I know exactly what that person's doing, and they're not fixing bones.
You know, Johnny didn't know what a pager was.
Right, of course. Why would he? He doesn't even know what a page of a book is now. We go to our first contestant. They used to want to be a stuntman growing up.
Okay.
Does that give you...
Did you randomly just know that fact about
Random
person?
Fact that's been given to me about Randy. Randy is representing... Randy, what generation are you?
Gen X, the best.
Gen X is so self-important because they claim that they are the best. And we did recently read in some research that actually if you look at the most... I guess it's the coolest generation or the one that is the happiest is Gen X, right? Because they got the last of the money or something. So Randy is representing Gen X. Randy, if you know the answer to these questions, you must lock in by yelling out Gen X. Wait for Allie to call on you, and then you'll have a chance to go ahead and answer. Representing Gen Z right now is born in the year 1999. This is Donovan. Good morning, Donovan.
Sweet divot.
Donovan, you are a 99 baby for fact, right?
Yes.
And what is an interesting fact about you that we should know?
I guess I like to dance.
Wow, okay. That's so fascinating.
Wow.
When did we start doing random fun facts? Is that like we wanted to add?
I think we wanted people to feel like they got a chance to know the contestants more than just
all
their
right,
names.
Fun fact, I like to dance.
Representing 1994 and all millennials, we say hi to Saul. Good morning, Saul. You are a legitimate millennial right in the middle, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone sounds the same, by the way. I can honestly, there's every line's got someone on
millennial?
It.
Millennial? Yeah.
We found,
are you Gen Z?
Do you also like to dance, Saul?
No, I'm not a big dancer.
Oh, that's how we can tell the difference from the two of them. And let me hear you. Donovan, you do like to dance.
Yeah.
Okay, and Saul, you do not like to dance.
No, I don't.
Okay, once again, I have... Well,
one of them has a slightly worse phone connection.
Okay,
that's how
good.
You can
that's
tell.
How we can tell the difference between the two of them. All right, and then Randy, of course, is representing... At least I can tell Randy apart. Randy is representing all of Gen X. So we've got a Gen Z, Gen X, Millennial battle. All right, guys, hands on your buzzers. Here we go. Once again, I will ask the question, yell at your generation. If Ali calls on you, you have a chance to answer. And let's figure out who gets bragging rights in this week of Generation Wars. Question number one. What was Sam Goody?
Gen X.
Okay, Gen X. Randy?
Record store.
All right.
There you go.
That is correct.
1 point.
Silence from the other two generations that have no
Not
idea.
Not even a millennial got, like...
You would think,
come on,
but
you
no.
remember Sam Goody?
Question number two. What does Skibbity refer to? Skibbity.
Gen X.
Millennial.
I think Gen X called in first. Randy?
Gen X?
Skibbity toilet.
Skibbity toilet, that is correct.
Well.
YouTube smash, Skibbity toilet. I can't believe... Millennial, you knew that one, though, right?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you got to scream a little bit sooner. Here we go. Question number three. Gen X is up 2-0. What three-letter word is another way of saying dating turnoff?
Millennial?
Millennial, go ahead with confidence.
DPO?
No, that is not correct.
Oh, my God. Why are you so disappointing?
Millennials, you always let us down. Yeah. We are one of you. Yes, to steal, go ahead.
Stuff?
Nope.
Stuff?
I think he said sus, but that is not right either. All right, the word we were looking for is ick. The ick. Dating turnoff. Oh. I would have thought Gen Z would have stepped up on that one. Gen Z, what happened to you? You busy dancing or something?
No, I didn't know that one.
All right, we move on. Gen X is still up 2-0. It's Generation Wars on K-Rock. Which generation has bragging rights? Right now, it seems like Gen X is running away with it. We go to question number three. Which Mexican dance craze became a global sensation in the year 1996?
Gen X, Margarita.
Oh, Millennial.
Gen X called in and said the right answer.
Gen X already yelled the answer. Macarena, that's correct. He's up 3-0. Well, there's still a chance for a comeback, but it's unfortunately falling away very quickly. Question number four. If someone posts a skull emoji, it means that they probably found the last text they received to be what?
Gen Z.
Go ahead, Gen Z.
Donovan?
Dead.
Right, all right. But what they found if they post it, what does that mean? They found the last text they received to what? To be what?
Be hilarious.
All right, I'll accept that. Finally, Jesus Christ. On the board. All right, now, Allie, what's the score currently?
Looks like Randy's got 3, Donovan's got 1.
Okay.
All right.
Millennial's still scoreless as usual.
Man, this is like the longest streak ever since we've had a millennial winner. And every millennial in the text line goes, I'm a millennial, I know all of these. Well, next time you got to call in and play. Gen X is still in lead. We go to your next question.
909 said only girls say ick. I thought everyone said ick.
It's a common enough phrase. Here we go. What diet became a major trend in the 2000s, emphasizing low-carb intake?
Millennial.
Millennial Saul.
Millennial.
Keto.
Oh, my God.
That's not right.
Gen X?
Gen Z.
Atkins.
Right. Gen X gets the point again. All right.
Didn't that guy die from his own diet?
He needed more carbs or something. We go to your next question. Gen X is running away with it, unfortunately. But here we go. What was the name of the U.S. men's basketball team that entered the Olympics in 1992?
Gen Z.
The
Dream Team.
That is correct.
Wow. Good job.
Gen Z is in second place and still has a chance at something. Millennial?
A chance at something.
Let's go ahead and check the scoreboard, Allie. There's only a few questions left.
Randy's got 4 representing Gen X, and Donovan's got 2 representing Gen Z. Millennials, still scoreless.
Sales of this breakfast food skyrocketed after it had an appearance on this popular Netflix show called Stranger Things. Which breakfast food skyrocketed in sales?
Gen X. Waffles.
It's more specific. All right, that is correct. Well, I think that's going to be game over at this point.
This game makes me sad.
Final questions. Here we go. Which 1990s fad involved taking care of a digital pet?
Millennials.
It's a Tamagotchi. Oh, finally. At least you have a point.
I was going to say Labubu. I was going to hang up on him. All right, he's on the board now. Allie, what's the score currently with only three questions left?
Gen X is at 5. Donovan with Gen Z is at 2. And Saul, the millennial, has 1.
All right,
point.
If you sweep the next three questions, Donovan, you could tie up with Gen X, and we have a chance for Gen Z. Here we go. What show popularized Hans and Franz?
Gen X.
Okay, Randy?
Saturday Night Live.
There you go.
All right, well, that's going to be all she wrote. But I'll give you these final questions anyway. What was the name of the Clinton's cat? No answers?
No one knows the name of the Clinton's cat.
No, it was Socks. Socks, the cat. It was the, I don't know, it was a big deal in the White House, apparently. I guess it doesn't matter, but Suzanne Summers was the spokesperson for what exercise product?
Gen X.
Go ahead.
Dymaster.
All right. Well, Gen Z, you put in an effort. Unfortunately, you and Millennial got smoked again. Gen X, it seems to just win this thing every time.
And he's happy about it.
He's very proud. Randy, what would you like to say as bragging rights for your entire generation right now? You started the call by saying you rule, but go ahead. You have an opportunity now. You've won this generation wars. What would you like to say?
I said it at the beginning. Gen X is the best. We're still the best. The other ones don't even come close.
You get to pick any band now from your generation for us to play on K-Rock. So whatever you'd like to pick, go ahead.
Pearl Jam.
All right. I'm going to give you this because I had it queued up anyway.